The country's second largest union will start to slash its $300 million budget January 1st. The Service Employees International Union, or SEIU, will cut 30% of its budget by January 2018. 10% of that cut will come next week. The union's preparing for what it believes will be leaner and meaner times under incoming President Donald Trump and the Republican-controlled Congress. Here to explain why the union's making such a drastic move is Michael Regan in New York. He is senior editor for Bloomberg News. Michael Regan, the SEIU president, Mary Kay Henry, suggests that the cuts will better enable the union to resist any attacks on it. What is the logic behind such a drastic cut? How would further reducing the union resources, which are already drained, help it fortify itself against opposition?
Oh, hi, Lisa. And that's a great question. I would say that anyone interested in this topic should check out Josh Edelson's story in Bloomberg Businessweek this week for a lot more information. But I think basically what Henry is doing is trying to run the union as you would any other business and trying to forecast for the future. So the thinking is that Republican-controlled government will create conditions that will cause union membership to fall, and therefore the union's revenue obviously will fall. So this sounds like a way to basically prepare for that so that they don't have to burn through funds too fast and as a result have to make even bigger cuts further down the road.
But Donald Trump talks about some of the same goals that unions do, keeping America's jobs in America or bringing them back from overseas, for instance. Does that provide a bit of solace to the union, this one and others?
Not to the union leadership, probably. I think the actual union members have responded to the Trump platform. In the election, Hillary Clinton beat Trump in union households only by 8 percentage points. And the Washington Post pointed out that's the narrowest lead for Republicans among union households since Ronald Reagan was in office. So it does give you an idea how, like Reagan, Trump has been able to lure a lot of blue-collar workers onto his side.
But at the same time, at least the SEIU sees itself as losing somebody friendly to it in the White House, Barack Obama. What did he do for unions that apparently resulted in some strength for Hillary Clinton among union members, but not enough?
Yeah, so Obama basically sidestepped Congress on a number of issues through executive orders and other means. And he did so. He basically instituted several policies that were considered very union friendly, including raising the minimum wage for federal contractors to $10.10 an hour. And he tweaked the rules to a 1930s law called the Fair Labor Standard Act to basically allow workers at higher salaries to be paid overtime. So the concern is that Trump will come in and overturn some of these executive orders and other moves, and will also appoint a National Labor Relations Board that is much less union-friendly than the one under Obama.
One other question about the cuts, Michael. Where are they going to come? Who will be cut? 30% is pretty significant.
Yeah, I don't think we have a lot of detail on that yet, but it sounds like a pretty broad-based across the board cut in their budget.
Okay, starting with 10% cuts on Monday, New Year's Day. Michael Regan, senior editor for Bloomberg News. Nice to talk to you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Lisa.